Hello, this is Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and today I'm talking with Kathy Dodge of Seeds and the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society about the upcoming forum on smart landscaping that Seeds is co-sponsoring with the Audubon Society on April 21st. Welcome, Kathy. What will you be talking about in this smart landscaping forum?
Hi. We're going to be talking about ways you can plant different things around your yard to actually help you save energy in your electric bills or other energy bills in your house. We'll also be talking about how the Conservation District, Bob Muller will be talking, how the Conservation District can help people with ideas of landscaping around their homes. Cindy Matthews is going to be talking about permaculture, and I will be talking about backyard habitat tips.
Excellent. Can you give us a little preview of what some of those tips are or what the focus will be?
Well, all creatures need food, water, and shelter. And through different kinds of planting, you can provide a wide variety that the wild animals need by layering your planting, in other words, having some tall things and some short things and medium-sized plants, and spacing your plantings so that it provides various different kinds of habitat needs for many different creatures.
Okay, Jim and I had talked about native plants a bit on our last Farm and Country segment. Do you have any tips on that?
Well, it always makes sense to use native species versus exotic species. The native species are acclimated to where they are, and they need less water, they need less care, and they are more compatible with the native species of insects and birds, and they provide familiar food for creatures like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about lawns? Sometimes that's a big issue when we talk about smart landscaping. You have any opinions about lawns?
Well, I certainly do. The first thing about lawns is that you need to mow them, and that takes energy. And not only the energy of the machine, but your energy. And it is really more like a desert than a good habitat. Robins might like lawns, but not too many other things do. So we recommend cutting back on the size of your lawn, certainly not fertilizing it, and certainly not using pesticides, because pesticides hurt butterflies, they hurt birds and other creatures, and humans, especially children.
And even with the native plants, we shouldn't be using pesticides and probably don't really need to use fertilizer either, right?
You need to use less fertilizer, certainly on native plants. And it's true that native plants don't really need pesticides.
Can you tell us exactly the time and place for this free smart landscaping forum?
Absolutely. It's going to be on Tuesday, April 21st, from 7 to 9 p.m. This is free, by the way. And it will be at the Park Street Complex in Honesdale, and that's at 648 Park Street, right near the hospital. And it will be in the auditorium there. And there will be refreshments as well.
Right.
And door prizes.
Oh, wow. Okay. It sounds great. And for further information, is there a website people could go to in case they forget the time and date?
Absolutely. They can go to the Seeds website, seedsgroup.net, or they can go to the Northeast PA Audubon website, which is nepaaudubon.org. That's N-E-P-A. AUDUBON.org.
Well, that's great. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be there. So, this has been Pat Sanders for Farm and Country. And thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.